This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Have you traveled around New York, Ramel? Where have you been?
I have a few friends in Connecticut and in New Jersey. It's pretty accessible because there are trains and there are buses. But until now, because there's a lot of buses going to New Jersey and the train ride to Connecticut is by a train, which I can't really memorize which MTA bus is going to where. But if you go to the bus station, which is the, what's the name?
Port Authority.
The Port Authority?
Yeah.
You just need to go to the information and ask what bus goes to where. But you have to be mindful of the time of the trips. But if you want to go to Connecticut, then you need to go to Grand Central. And again, I can't remember which train, what time goes to what where. But these are pretty near New York where you can travel in an hour and you'll be somewhere in Connecticut and in New Jersey. So that's pretty near. Long Island is also a nice place to go if you're in Flushing or in Queens. And then, again, there are trains. You can take it from Jamaica. There's a train station nearby in Flushing as well. So that's where our short trip goes. Going somewhere else in other states, like Midwest or in Texas or in California, there are cheap planes. And I sometimes they go on sale. You can get a flight, a two-way flight for $150 or $200. So that's still pretty cheap.
And Kay, what about you? Have you done any traveling around the state of New York or around the United States? Where'd you go? What'd you see? How did you like it?
So when I was working before as a single, when I got here, as soon as Friday 3 p.m. hits, I am on the way to the bus station already. I'm not taking chance.
With a beer.
Exactly. So when you're young, and I used to have my ex-boyfriend, my first boyfriend, from North Carolina, actually. He was my college friend. And so he was from Durham, California. So there are accessible ways that you can do all the time. When you're in New York City, buses are very effective. All the transportation that you can use of or think of, bus, train, airplane, you can even haul somebody and just take it to a ride. But technically, New York City is the most efficient, I would say, city where you don't have to worry about your transportation. I've known a lot of people who doesn't have cars forever, who's been living there, and they're fine. They can travel. As a traveling nurse, I have traveled. I have went to different places, different states. Majority are New York, Northeast Coast. I've lived in Boston. I lived in Connecticut. I lived in New York City. I lived in Maryland. New Jersey.
Wow.
So I've experienced the different lifestyle there and different ways of living. New York City is the only place where you will have the flexibility to travel outside without worrying about a car. So it's easy. So again, like Rommel said, there's like a central bus station. We call it Port Authority. And all those buses can even reach to California, to Chicago, to all the way to Florida. You also have your train station, which is called the Central Terminal, Grand Central Terminal.
Grand Central Terminal.
Oh, if you've seen that in Madagascar, they were there. If you've seen that movie. So that's Grand Central Terminal. It's a very famous place. And that's the train station of New York City. So you have the bus, Grand kind of the central terminal, and you have the train terminal. And then you have three different airports that you can go to. Newark is just near us, which is New Jersey part. The closest one from Manhattan will be your LaGuardia, which is, I like LaGuardia better because it's a smaller airport. It's less fees and better, I would say, flow. And they have a new airport there now. LaGuardia Airport is very accessible. It's only about 15 minutes from New York, from Manhattan. So if you're going to
renovated.
Yes, it's very pretty. It's state of the art, they said.
Ramel, back to you. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun?
Yes, I know that you said that you guys like to, you know, stay at home and you know, make some food and drink some beer.
Right.
When you do go out for a night on the town, where do you go? What does it look like?
Right. I was supposed to, and thank you for asking, because contrary to what people are thinking of traveling outside of New York for fun, the fun is in New York. You don't really need to go out.
Exactly.
The fun is in New York. So we have, I will mention my company name, Pfizer Fridays. So on Fridays, people would be like what you mentioned, people would be rushing out at by 12 p.m. Because 12 onward. And my work previously would require me to be staying at 12. But after 12, I would be thinking what I would do with the rest of my Friday, because I can stay until 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. That's fine. I would just go home and sleep. I should have had my dinner. So what I enjoy most in New York is that we have 100+ museums. I'm an artist, and I do that on the side. So MoMA, Museum of Modern Arts, and Met are my best friends. So in the company where I'm working at, we just need to show our IDs and we can get into this museum for free. My company is a sponsor, so we can get in for free. So that's where I spend my Fridays, museums, Fridays.
You can also get a yearly pass to the museums too for a discounted rate. Great date place, right?
Yeah, you can also do that. And they were saying you just need to, I was told you just need to say you're gonna donate for just $1 and they'll let you in. But if you don't do that, it's pretty expensive though.
Insider and tips and tricks here, right there.
Yep, $1 right. Donate.
And they have installations from time to time, so they change. It's not a typical museum, which is boring. You can see a lot of things from time to time. Other than museum, we have the we have the Broadway in New York. So now it's open, and you can watch Michael Jackson's play. We have the best restaurants in New York. We have the best parks in New York. So in New York alone, you have a lot to see and a lot to do. They're also saying we are the only state with the sea, the mountain, the lake. So you can, if you're an avid fan of nature, we have the nature. If you love watching plays, we have that in New York. If you want dining, we have too many restaurants, too many dishes to try in New York. I can't remember which month is that. Is it May where the restaurants are open for tryouts? So there's too many events in New York. You can't try there.
Yeah.
So I don't really go out of state because there's too many things to do in New York. Unless it's necessary or a friend is calling something.
What about you, Kay? What is some fun time in New York or even outside of New York? What does that look like for you and your family?
So it's a blast. So New York City will bring you all the best in the world. As Ramel said, it has so much to bring. You don't even need to go out. The only reason I went out because my boyfriend, my fiance, now my husband is. The only reason why. Otherwise, everybody, when I was in New York City, like everybody would say, who lives in Connecticut? So there's like a joke like that. Who lives in that area? Because there's nothing in there. So it was just a joke, you know. And then I eventually lived there. It was funny because I got married. So New York City, when I was single, as Ramel said, there's so many things you can do. Every summer in New York is one of the best time that you want to go to New York, because we always have, every Friday, you would see me in summer stage concerts. If you go to the TV every morning, they say, Good Morning America, and they will have like 7 a.m. Hey, summer stage concert. Those are free for us. Free. literally, I can be there. I've watched Bon Jovi there for free. Lady Gaga was there for free. The taxes, yes, we pay high taxes, but we get this in exchange. So those are the things that you want to have to look at. Yeah, New York City is very high tax, but then we get all the perks that we have. So I was walking in Rockefeller Center. They have a lot of free perks going to our events. They were free giving away free steak.
So, New York steak.
New York steak.
So when Netflix was starting, Netflix was a startup company. They were giving away free DVDs for us. Netflix was a new company at that time. So you get the hold of a lot of free stuff that people are trying because of the market in New York is so much. They want to try products and they would bring it to New York City because of they wanted a couple of things that I've seen there. As me, I saw the business industry in New York was crazy, really, like crazy. Concert, you got your expo. We do attend a lot of expo there. Javits Center is one of the main international expo there. So then I dwelled into events business myself. I studied photography in New York, New York Institute of Photography. I even studied bartending, mixology course, just to see myself, you know, what are the different drinks and learn from it. And then eventually I started a business, events business, dealing with events. So now we get passes as a photographer for free fashion week. So it was for fun. I did it for fun. I didn't realize, hey, I'm doing something for fun. A lot of people appreciate it. They hired me. Even Oprah Winfrey Network hired me.
Okay, for I need you. Where are you all this
time? So a lot of my nursing friends, actually, when I started, they didn't see the picture of this. I said, events in New York is a big thing. And then they started volunteering. Even the mom of my co-nurse, hey, I want to volunteer. Can I come to you to Oprah Winfrey Network event? Yeah, sure, mom. Come here. My friends were NYU. A lot of them came from LA. My friends from LA came and volunteered and helped me to do big events here. So we do a lot of expo events. We're talking about more than your nursing salary. These are the opportunities you can bring in to yourself. Nursing is one way. And then you see the opportunity there that New York can bring. You can be different places if you want to.
Right.
You were talking about that your favorite time of year is for people to come in the summer. I lived in upstate New York for a little while in Rochester.
Wow.
And it's very different from New York City. It has a lot of nature, a lot of hiking, and a lot of snow.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
I agree.
It's beautiful. So, Ramel, what has your weather experience been like? What is it like outside? Are you freezing? Is it getting warm?
I have to tell you, I'm in the Philippines right now. So I have a deal with my manager. I have a deal with my manager. So I said, I'm not going to sign another contract if you want me to stay on winters in New York. So I should be out of New York on winters. So I was able to haggle staying in the Philippines on winters. But saying that, I was cringing when I saw the Facebook pages of my friends and yours, Kay, just recently, like, what's going on? It's like weekly thing now, like the storm and the snow is like a weekly thing now. So it's crazy. It's knee deep sometimes. And the worst part is when they get so muddy, I don't want to step on them. But as you were saying, summer, spring, and fall is pretty awesome in New York. And if only for that, I would really be retiring in New York if not for the winter. So New York is beautiful except for winters. I don't know, Kay, do you love it? I hate winters.
No, I love. I'm a photographer, so I love going to Central Park when the snow started to fall.
Nice.
I always go there. I'm not far from Central Park where I used to live in Upper East Side. It's just like a 5 blocks away. So as soon as it goes down, there's a lot of kids in there. It was nice picture for family, really very nice. But I am Luciana. The first job I ever took as a traveling nurse was in Rochester.
Oh, okay. So you know it.
So when I went there as from New Yorker, I have all my my nice coat, my top of the knee boots. I came in like really like fashionable, and then
fashion
when
week.
I wear the yeah, so that was the standard in New York City. Everybody would come in with their nice, you know, winter clothes. But when I went to Newark, Newark is the place there. Newark, New York, is people would just come in with their regular, you know, jogging pants and just coat. And I felt like, okay, I've been living so long in New York City, I didn't realize that people, you know, people look at me like, where are you going? I'm going to the hospital working. Why are you with all your nice trench coat, you know, nice winter coat, boots, you know, my high heel boots. That's my usual in New York. Everybody would come into winter, like, you know, New York City, they would be dressed up. It's so, and they would have their work shoes in their bag. But yeah, when they go to work, they have their high heels, boots, nice coat, nice scarf, and a nice hat. And then I said, okay, this is just here, New York City. And you see that people, you just get a feeling, hey, I like to dress up too. Sometimes, you know, it's nice. And I started travel nursing and seeing different how people live outside New York City. And I said, okay, I think I like to be simple. This is expensive. But actually, winter in New York is very fun for kids. I say for Ben, for bare kids. If you're living in New York City, what I saw difference living outside is, in New York City, we don't clean. We don't have to clean the snow, which is good. The city cleans it very quick. Very quick, very fast. They salt it there. Exactly. As soon as it drops, they put salt, they clean it, make sure nobody gets into an accident on the street. Outside New York City, you have to clean your own. You have to shovel, you have to clean your own. And I'm like, I need to go to work and the road is still uncleaned. And I'm like, in New York City, this will be clean already at this point. So there's our pros and cons of living in winter when it comes to New York City. Right. And outside, again, New York City, you don't have to worry about shoveling because the government will clean the road for you already, and quickly, very efficiently. Make sure all the subway stations are clean of snow. Nobody would fall off the stairs.
I have to admit though that New York is magical on the first fall of snow. So I have this experience, and I have to tell it because it's pretty magical. I was working on a third floor of a facility, and it's in it's near LaGuardia Airport, and my desk as a staff nurse is facing a huge door facing LaGuardia. And there was this one time, I think it's the first snow of December, if not January. So the door is open, it's wide open, and the fluff of snow started to fall. And all of the residents, you can hear them moaning, wow. And it's really pretty awesome. It's pretty nice. And also there was this time, one time my friends visited us and we were in Times Square. And if you can imagine, there are like cotton balls falling and the huge LED screens in Times Square is playing. It's pretty, pretty magical. But only in the first two or three days, on the third and the fourth, where it gets muddy, get me out of New York City. Get me out of New York.
But then you can go ice skating in Rockefeller Center. So viewers out there, if you've ever seen, they have it in so many of the movies, they had the really big Christmas tree. Right?
And I love to have one down there in their restaurant watching them, but I wouldn't be skating.
Kay, do you skate? Can you ice skate?
I do. Actually, we just skated in Bryant Park last Sunday with my daughter. I was teaching her how to do it. So it's there, you know, all the fun. Central Park has it, Rockefeller Center has it, Bryant Park has it. It's everywhere in New York City. That's one good thing. Winter is great. Fall, you see, going to Central Park, everything is, you know, orange is so pretty too. Summer, I don't want to take subway on summer.
me too.
That's one thing you don't want. You know, everybody's perspiring. Unfortunately, New York has a lot of homeless people, and sometimes they use subway. That's the only thing what I don't like with New York City is sometimes they use subway as their shelter, and majority of these people, they don't take care of themselves, and you don't want, you know, the feeling, we're all nurses, you know, the feeling of somebody, a person who doesn't take a shower for a long time, it's not their fault, it's just because, you know, they're homeless.
Smelly.
you know, they're homeless. They don't have their, exactly. So for me, summer will be my off limits when it comes to subway. There are better options you can take there. Bus will be your better option there. But again, overall, New York City experience is great.
But only in summers can you see people half naked in New York.
Yeah, they're in Central Park too. That's the culture there. Yes.
Sorry, just for fun.
Well, it's part of the party, right?
Yeah, I'm an operating room nurse. They're all naked in front of me. So we have to prep them. So I'm really in my normal routine to see naked people.
You're like, I'm used to it.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
You were talking about, you know, going out and ice skating and having fun. I understand, Kay, that you have kids as well. A lot of people are worried about moving to a big city, moving to this melting pot of culture, and bringing their kids. It can be something that can scare somebody. How was that for you? And how did you find support and support your children through it?
So I have a couple of for myself. I've told myself I'm not gonna be raising my family in New York City. It's very challenging, because when you have a family, you have to consider number one is school. That's the first thing you will have to consider, school. Where I was from, either I send my kids to private school where I was if I stayed there. So, and private school there will be like Catholic school. Starting from Catholic school would be like around $12,000 a year or more. If I go like really a good private school, you're talking to me like I'm sending my kid exactly where what's his name? Tom Cruise is sending his daughter, which is in Upper East Side. And you're looking around $40,000, $60,000 a year. I have a family member who actually lives in Manhattan and they send their kids to private school, but both of them are lawyers. But when you're talking about a nurse's salary, I don't think it's financially smart to do that. So a lot of our colleagues tend to go outside of Manhattan. Some of them, they're called upstate in New York. Not really upstate, it's called Westchester, which is like 30 minutes north of Manhattan. Some of them go to Long Island, which is like kind of east of Manhattan, also near Rommel. That's near Rommel. It's a more livable. So if you have family and you don't belong to the rich class, I would say you're not earning more than $400,000 a year. And it might be a little challenge staying in New York City to raise a family. That's one thing you consider is school system. New York school system, because it's a melting pot, there's a lot of government school in their public school. Would I say they're the best? They're not the best, honestly, but they're okay. So that's why there's a lot of supplementary schools outside. I send my kid to Kumon also, supplement. You know, if you're sending your child there in New York City and you have a family and you're living on a nurse's paycheck, you want to consider public school and supplement also. Like there's other religious class on the weekend and supplement them with like Kumon, Mathnasium, something like that, like after school program. You get them involved, STEM activities. So then it might be better for you also. But
you heard it straight.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm saying New York public school is not the best. You need to supplement it. And you don't want to kill yourself working so much hard, earning that $300,000 a year, and you don't have time for your kids either. So it's a matter of you need to learn how to balance that part of when you have family. A lot of people that I know moved out, as I said, upstate Westchester, which is 30 minutes up north of Manhattan, outside New York City. And there's also Staten Island, which is part of New York City, but you have to cross the bridge or cross with a boat or a ferry. And it's commutable also. And a lot of my family also live there in Staten Island. They have good school system there too.
You heard it straight from Mama K. Not fear, but moving to the United States with your family. Ramel, tell me about the food. Let's start with the pizza, because the New York slice, explain what a slice is.
It's a gastronomic capital of the world. So we have different dishes, as I've mentioned. We have Indian cuisine, Italian, of course, Filipino, Chinese. What else? We have the best steaks, right? So food is overflowing in New York. We were in a conversation a month ago, and we were talking about the food that we have in New York. There's just too much food. There's just too much.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be attending a meeting at the company where I'm working at, and we have just too many food. And I don't know why we have too many food in New York. And if you go to a pantry, because every floor in the building where I work at, we have one or two pantries. There's just too many food being served in there. I don't know. And even in the house, we keep buying food and we keep bringing food. But there's just too much.
You will never go hungry.
If you're single, you can save a lot of money. If you're in a work, even in the facilities where I was working before, 5 years, 10 years ago, there's just too much food. People keep bringing food. Your supervisor would be bringing food. There's just too many food. So you never get hungry in New York. But if the cost, the real cost, if you would go. To a grocery, it's also cheaper compared to other states, I was told, or to any other countries. And I keep comparing that because we have Costco, right? And I keep comparing that to an S&R in the Philippines. It's also almost like a Costco kind of grocery or a store. And the prices here are just rocketing. It's too much. Like a $400 cost of grocery for a weekend, that could be just $100 in Costco. So if you have a family, but what I can give as a tip, if you live in a family or in a group, you need to buy in Costco as a group. But if you're single, you don't really need to do groceries because there's too many food somewhere else in the workplace anywhere else. And just for fun, If you go to Bloomingdale's, which is very near my area as well, if you go to Bloomingdale's,
big department store location, for shopping.
Yeah, like Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, whatever day it is, there would be food. there would be giving food. So there's just too many food in New York. I don't think you get hungry. And if you're living in a family, it would be cheaper because you'll be buying for the whole family. You'll be cooking for the whole family. I think that's one of the advantages in living in New York. The food is cheaper compared to the housing. I don't have the value, but Kay, I think, Kay, you have that. Kay's very thorough.
I know. Now, when I was in New York, I could easily, right now with the mark, I would say, with the inflation rate right now, with our cost of food right now, I'm always in New York City anyway. I can sit down in an average restaurant and pay easily like $25 like that in a restaurant. When you have family and kids right now, our budget, we are near New York. We're not in New York City, but I work in New York City going back and forth here. So my average with a family, we cook, we buy food in BJ's, which is also a wholesaler. Like you said, it's a Costco kind of thing. We're spending, our budget here is around $150 just for food alone, for food, grocery, from grocery. When you add there, like, per disposables, like, you know, paper towel, toiletries, so you're looking around $200 budget in here per week. This is per week that you can live off with a family comfortably without buying food outside. Now, if you buy food outside with a family right now, that can easily be costing you for a family of four, be like around $100 easily, because New York wants you, they want New York people to tip. So that's one thing you forget about that. You're paying for taxes and you're paying for a tip. And tip here is average around 15% to 20%. Other places, they will say, do you really have to give for tip? It's a courtesy. It's a courtesy for the service. You're being served something, you give tip. If it affected your experience in that place, then yes, you give a tip. Takeout, Not really, because it's the kitchen, you know, the kitchen. Delivery, yes, because you will have to give the tip to the delivery person. So if you will have to account not only the food cost itself, but of course the added expenses to that, the taxes and the tip. So averagely you would be spending around $25 for an average. We're talking about average food here, average meal. But when you go to more luxury, I can tell you I've eaten in $125 per meal,
yeah,
per person. There is some things like that also. So it's a range. It's up to you how you guys gonna budget. But is it livable on a nurse's salary? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think as a tip, you need to look for the menu online. If you're going somewhere, like in a particular restaurant, you can see their costs. You can see how much their food is. So it would be easier. But like what Kay said, if you're going out on a night out or in a dinner with friends, you could you need to shell out around $100-$130 on a dinner. But that's in a really fancy restaurant. If you're working, it would be eating out like in a kiosk somewhere. You can buy food like for $10, $12, or $15. That's pretty decent food. The Starbucks, I think we're in $1.75, if not $2.25 a drink.
$3 probably.
Now, I don't know if it's still that way, but I know you can get a big slice of New York pizza basically on any corner and it's like $3.
It's good. And it's good and it's very good.
So yep, you can find the inexpensive food there. So I want to wrap this up by one comment from each of you. Let's, you know, start with Kay here, ladies first. If you could give one piece of advice to an international nurse who is packing, getting ready to come to the United States, getting ready to go to New York, wherever in New York it may be, what is your piece of advice to them? What is the one thing that you want to make sure that they know?
So when I got here, I had zero idea. The first thing I asked the person there, where's the library here? During that time, there's no iPhone. The book that I got there is How to Survive New York City or Surviving New York City. There's actually a book written like that. Surviving New York City, it will give you all the maps, the places, you know, feedback of where to go, where you should not be going. There's a lot of places you shouldn't be going there, getting lost and not staying late like that. So again, there is a book in there that's a very good resource there. If you join Facebook groups also of New York City residents, there are community also that you can use there to resource. During that time, I didn't have it, but me now moving to different places, I'm able to use that again, the book that I bought and also the Facebook community of the local residents. Those are very helpful if you need help with something, that is. And of course, you have to make sure you be assertive. If you have questions, you ask. That's the first thing you do as a nurse here in the United States. If you have questions, if you didn't understand what they said, you have to make sure that you ask them to repeat it and always verify, because as a nurse, we have accountability. It doesn't mean, oh, I thought she said that. No, you have to verify, because language is very difficult here to adjust at the first days, but then later on, you'll be fine.
Ramel, what about you? You said you weren't prepared. What would you say to prepare for people to
going to New York? Is like getting out of your comfort zone and going into the war zone. Kidding. You're going there as an adult. I think you need. I would be focusing on mental health, because New York can be pretty isolating. Even if you're around 100,000 people walking in Fifth Avenue, you would be feeling alone. At least that's based on my experience. So I think if you're moving to New York, your value should be pretty solid. What I mean by that is that there are a lot of friends that I had in New York that had gone astray. They've done something really bad that, you know, for me, it's not acceptable. So I think that your value should be solid. You know your objective in going to New York. because that would be your main anchor. That should be your true north. Why are you in New York? Well, if it's for work, then it's for work. If it's bringing money back to the Philippines or saving money for your future, that would be your focus. Otherwise, all others would be noises. And just be careful with your mental health. You need to be well connected with a lot of people, even people in the Philippines, because online you can easily do that. There are also support groups in the US, like Filipino groups. If you're Filipino or any other, there's I forgot the name of the group. It's a group. It's a website for expats in New York that you can join. So there are a lot of activities that they do. They do meetups in groups. They go to museum. They go to bar. Whatever your interest is. So there's so many groups. You need to be connected. You can't be alone in New York because there's just too many. It's just that when you're there, your friends are also working. So that for me, the challenge was, I'm free on a weekend, and I don't have anybody to talk to or to be with. So just be careful with your mental health. You should know your value. You should know your true north, and get connected. You don't want to be alone in New York.
Get connected. Know your true north. Ramel and Kay, it was an absolute pleasure to speak with both of you today. Take care, everyone.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.